Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I continue my conversation with Senator Charles Grassley of Iowa, speaking about congressional oversight. Let's talk about oversight requests in Congress. Can you tell us about a letter that you sent President Trump recently?
Yeah, and I would send the same letter to a President Obama, President George W. Bush, any president I've served under. Too many presidents, at least going back to Reagan, have taken a position that's contrary to what some court decisions have said, that when it comes to oversight, in other words, oversight meaning congressional power to make sure that the executive branch faithfully executes the laws and to get information and testimony and documents from the executive branch, some presidents have, maybe not consistently, but some presidents have taken a position that only committees of Congress or chairmen of committees can request that information and expect to get it. Well, I'm chairman of a committee, and sometimes it's difficult even for a chairman to get a committee or get information you're requesting. So even chairmen have trouble sometimes, but they want to write off any minority member. So why would a Republican in the majority like Grassley be concerned about Democrats not getting information? Because, quite frankly, it's contrary to the court decisions. It's contrary to the constitutional right for any member of Congress to do oversight. And Republicans maybe sometime would be in a minority. And so I want to make sure that not only majority can get it, but there's a lot of Republicans that are in the majority that aren't committee chairmen that might request information. So any member of Congress should be able to get this information, and when the Trump administration sends out a message that only committee chairmen or committees are entitled to oversight, that's entirely contrary to my position ever since I've been in the Senate. It's contrary to the Constitution, and it's just not right, because whoever wants information should have it because of a principle I believe in: transparency means accountability. And people that are public employees or public officials, both in the executive branch and legislative branch, are accountable to the public, except for maybe national security stuff or privacy stuff.
And are you seeing this with certain parts of legislation, or is it across the board?
Well, the order was across the board, but I can give you an example of where it isn't going to be honored by both Republicans and Democrats. I was before the House Oversight Committee giving a speech last week, and it was a point of discussion there where both the Republicans and Democrats agreed that Trump was wrong. Then it was discussed by both Republicans and Democrats in the Finance Committee that I'm a member of, and both Chairman Hatch and Ranking Member Wyden, the Democrat, and I engaged in a colloquy that said, as far as the Finance Committee is concerned, any Democrat member of the Finance Committee that writes letters wanting information ought to get the same respect as any Republican.
What kind of repercussions does this have if it's followed, if this message is followed?
Well, if my message is followed, it means that everything the federal government does through the executive branch ought to be open for public discussion, and it means more accountability in government, and it gets down to a very basic principle. The public's business ought to be public. There's just a few exceptions: privacy of an individual and maybe national security. By the way, this isn't a political issue. This is simply about a constitutional principle you study in eighth grade civics: checks and balances of government.
And have you had any response from the White House regarding your letter?
No, and I read news accounts of it, and they said that administration officials were not going to give an opinion, which I hope that maybe, I think President Trump has some respect for me. I think we'll find out if he rescinds that. I hope he will. I can quote a 1979 court case where he's wrong, where his, I wouldn't say President Trump is wrong, but whoever issued this in the name of the Trump administration is wrong.
All right. We appreciate you taking the time to speak with us. It's a busy time in Washington. Is there anything else that you'd like to say to our listeners going into the heat of summer?
Yeah. Well, drink plenty of water, but I'm not sure that's what you want me to say.
Could you
say? And pray for rain, yes. I'm surely going to do that. But I would say this, that I expect the next recess, week-long recess Congress is going to be in will be the week of July the 4th, and I expect to hold town meetings, and I haven't done all my counties down southeast Iowa, and I'm not telling you I'm going to be in southeast Iowa that week, but between that week and the whole month of August, I hope to finish my 99 counties. I've got 45 to go, I think.
That's been today's Washington Page with Senator Charles Grassley, a Republican from Iowa. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.